And when I got over there, I noticed that some of the kids were kind of giggling and laughing, you know? And I wondered why they were doing that. Well, why were they doing it? Well, they said, Marty, come over here and take a look at our pictures. So I walked on over there and I took a look. They were looking at some dirty pictures and they wanted me to look too. Well, I said, look, guys, I like you a lot and I want to play with you, but I can't look at those pictures. I just can't do it. Well, what did they say, Marty? They said, oh, Marty, come on. Your parents are in the house. I said, that may be true, but I know someone who will see, and that's God.
We'll be right back. love you stronger if I try. It's my true heart I'm showing, or my nose would be growing. You know that it gets longer when I lie. Singing la 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 la.
Sing me, sing me, sing me.
La 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 la.
Sing me, sing me,
la 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 la.
Sing me, baby.
La 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 la.
Being kind of pretty and down here in the city, find it isn't easy to be smart. When trying to untangle the jingle from the jangle, it's easy if you listen with your heart.
Welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. That was the Archies. That last song, Feeling So Good, Scooby-Doo, predating the cartoon Scooby-Doo by a few months. This Scooby-Doo spelled with a K, not with a S-C. Archies, of course, fronted by Ron Dante. And that track is off their Don Kirshner-produced LP. Everything's Archie with a creepy cover of zombie-like teenagers dancing in identical Dan DiCarlo designed Archie sweatshirts. And before that, we heard two tracks off their album Jingle Jangle, She's Putting Me Through Changes, about Archie growing pubic hair, and I believe with the tic-tac-toe crosshatch in the crotch area as well in Archie. And Jingle Jangle, the title track off the LP, Jingle Jangle, and we heard a advertisement for post-serial cutout Archie records, which I own a couple of, but they don't play very well because they're made out of cardboard. Before the Archies, we heard a song called Museum by Herman's Hermits off one of their later albums, Blaze. And this album also has an interesting cover. No words on the front cover, just a psychedelic kaleidoscope collage of Herman's Hermits. This was their venture into a little bit more psychedelic stuff than their typical Brit pop. Very good record. Museum was the track we listened to. Before that, we heard some ass hauling music from the Kinks off the album The Many Moods of the Kinks, Raise Up the Kink Controversy. Of course, that's on Pi Records, the British label. And the song was called Till the End of the Day, The Kinks. Started off the show today with Davy Allen and the Arrows, still going strong. The classic, legendary fuzz guitar group, Davy Allen and the Arrows, famous for their many biker movie soundtracks, and that is exactly where this song came from. The Dark Alley was the name of the song, off the album The Wild Angels soundtrack from the movie that starred Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra, Davy Allen and the Arrows.
Get the first plane home, yeah. What you told me, I you can see the difference between a real cigarette and marijuana. And there'd be no mistaking the texture or contents if you were to handle them. The darker one has been rolled in wheat straw paper. In most of the reefers, a double thickness of paper is used. Now, in the language the addicts use among themselves, marijuana is referred to as Mary Jane, pot, weed, or tea. They never say to each other, let's smoke a marijuana cigarette. They say, let's turn on, or let's blast a joint.
You're still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast with me, Cliff Nesteroff, and that was, once again, Davy Allen and the Arrows, track called The Chase off the Wild Angels soundtrack. We also heard the Mindbenders, a good old-fashioned garage rock band, and their song It's Getting Harder All the Time, and the track directly before it called Stealing My Love From Me by Lulu, both off the To Sir With Love soundtrack, the Blackboard Jungle takeoff that starred Sidney Poitier. Before the Mindbenders, before Lulu, we heard the Ohio Express and First Grade Reader off their self-titled LP debut, Ohio Express. And before that, we heard the Monkees off their famous album Headquarters, the first LP in which they started playing their own instruments, and a song called You Told Me. And we started off this set with another song by the Kinks, off the same album as before, the Kink Controversy, and a track called Gotta Get the First Plane Home.
Irontown. Iron cells, iron chains, iron hammers, iron trains. Heard the word, tomorrow I'll be free. Irontown, we're gonna part with your iron in my heart. Irontown, you've done a job on me. No more will I see the stars through these iron prison bars. Tonight I'm taking my last look around. They found the man who did the crime they said they knew was mine. Tomorrow it's goodbye to Irontown. They call this place the Irontown, where prison guards walk up and down, where walls are higher than the sky above. It's a place where ball and chain are used on those who have no name, just a number and no one to love. Iron sails, iron chains, iron hammers, iron trains. Heard the word, tomorrow I'll be free. Iron town, we're gonna part with your iron in my heart. Iron town, you've done a job on me. They said I stabbed him with a knife, told the jury I took his life. 40 long years I've stayed here in this cell, for a crime I didn't do, broke my mother's heart in two. Each day was a year in iron hell. Iron town, I'm almost blind, but now I'm old and I don't mind. Just one more thing I wanna say to you. You've taken all that's good in me. You've done all you could to me to make me hate my fellow man like you. Iron sails, iron chains, iron hammers, iron trains. Heard the word, tomorrow I'll be free. Iron town, we're gonna part with your iron in my heart. Iron town, you've done a job on me. Iron town.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool staying home, having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging round. I know that I should have some fun, paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I'll bet she's not like me. She's on fancy free. She's a flirting with a boy with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything made to see. Oh, lonesome me. Thank you.
stuck here in my heart. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything there to see.
Say, leave that boy alone. Don't you give him advice, or he'll turn to ice, and you might as well talk to stone. But I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I don't have time for your parties or love's little guessing games. I've got songs to write in the still of night. I was born to write and sing, and I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. They call me the Nashville Rebel. Little girl, don't you waste your time. I've given my heart to this old guitar. You deserve a better love than mine. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I'm the Nashville Rebel. I'm a loner and I like it fine. I'd like to have a wife, live a normal life, but I just don't have the time. 'Cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I've got things to do and things to say in my own way.
The heart of the people of any great nation is its songs. Added to the list of songs written by the great Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams are the songs of our next guest. Songs that he has written about life and love, happiness and loneliness, and freedom. Until a man loses his freedom, can he really know what it means? Such is the man that's going to sing for you now. Here with his strangers is the only Merle Haggard.
Thank you. Carlton. Mr. Carlton Haney there doing the introduction, and I really appreciate it. Would y'all give Carlton Haney, the biggest country music promoter in the world, a great big hand? There he is. Here's a song that we titled an album by. I hope y'all remember it, called I Take a Lot of Pride in What I Am. Go like this right here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging or complaining, I'm just talking to myself, man to man. This old middle fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, I take a lot of pride in what I am. Never travel in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square. If I'm working on some road gang or just living off the fat of our great land. This old mental fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. Never been nobody's idol, at least I got a title, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
Hey! Thank you.
Thank you so very much. I think Carlton told you we're recording this little show here live, and we're certainly honored to be doing it here in Philadelphia. We'd like to introduce to you a group of fellows we're certainly proud of, starting with Biff Adams on the drums. Mr. Dennis Romack on the bass guitar. And on my right, Mr. Bobby Wayne on rhythm guitar, singing harmony. Over on my far left, Mr. Norman Hamlet on the steel guitar. Mr. Roy Nichols on the lead electric guitar. Hey! You know, we got a real talented group here. We're going to... Anyway, Bobby wrote me a song especially for this album. This is kind of a comedy song we wanted to do. And if y'all think it's funny, laugh. It's about a service station attendant. You write songs about truck drivers and all the engineers, you know, and whatnot, but I've never heard one about a service station attendant before, and I thought it was funny. And it's called Harold's Super Service, and it goes like this right here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now me, I work at Harold's Super Service. We specialize in service all the way. And there's only one thing really bugs me, that the big old Barney stripped down Model A. At Harold's Super Service, we do grease jobs. We fix 30 or 40 flats every day. And just about the time we get real busy, here comes that guy in his stripped down Model A. He say, oh, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil too, if you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Check my windows too, if you have time. Roy Nichols. Last night I dreamed I died. heaven to that mighty super service in the sky. I was satisfied at pumping gas forever for the angels in the suite by and by. Now the pearly gates were just around the corner. I could see the new ones coming every day. And I was changing plugs on Moses' magic carpet when up through the clouds there came this Model A. Said, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil too, if you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Wash my windows too, if you have time.
Thank you.
We had a request.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make a party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Yeah! Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Sandals won't be seen. Football's still the roughest thing on campus, and the kids here still respect the college dean.
All together, everybody.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Thank you.
A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, by golly. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Thank you. Here's, thank you so much. Here's a brand new record that's much on the same thought. We hope that you like it as much as you did Muskogee, and maybe it covers even a little wider area. Talks about the flag again, and I remember Tommy Collins telling me yesterday that if he would have dropped the flag when he was holding the flag in school, that they would have lost their right to recess. And I hope that's all we lose, is our right to recess. Here's one called The Fight Inside of Me, and it goes like this right here.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. Don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down my country, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. up our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Thank you all. Some squirty guy that claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down my country horse, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the tribute from Merle Haggard. Standing ovation. He's now shaking hands with the people along the front of the...
The price of bread may worry some, but it don't worry me. Tax relief may never come, but it don't worry me. Economy's depressed, not me. My spirit's high as it can be. And you may say that I ain't free, but it don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say that I ain't free, but it don't. Say this train don't give out rides. Well, it don't worry me. All the world is taking sides, but it don't worry me. 'Cause in my empire, life is sweet. Oh, just ask any beau you meet. And life may be a one-way street, but it don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say that I ain't free, but it don't worry me. It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say that I ain't free, but it don't worry.
That wraps it up for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and across Canada on whatever local station you're listening to the show. That was Keith Carradine, It Don't Worry Me, from the soundtrack to the fantastic Robert Altman 1975 motion picture, Nashville. Keith Garradine played one of the lead characters and also sang his own songs, and that song became a big hit off the soundtrack LP on ABC Records. Before that, we heard several selections from Merle Haggard off his LP, The Fight Inside of Me, recorded live in Philadelphia. We heard at the end him sing The Fight Inside of Me, as well as Okie from Muskogee. We heard him sing a song called Harold Super Service and one called I Take a Lot of Pride in What I Am. That's a really fun Merle Haggard LP from 72, maybe? No, 71? Somewhere in there. Capitol Records, Merle Haggard. Before Merle, it was Waylon Jennings. And two selections off another motion picture soundtrack to a sort of obscure country music drive-in movie starring Waylon Jennings called Nashville Rebel, which was released by AIP, American International Pictures, best known for their many juvenile delinquent films and hot rod films and monster movies and Roger Corman, Edgar Allan Poe adaptation, and later several fine blaxploitation films. This one was not any of those, but a country music exploitation picture, Nashville Rebel. We heard the title song from Waylon Jennings and also his sort of folky cover version of the Beatles' Norwegian Wood off the same soundtrack on RCA. Nashville Rebel selections. Before that, we heard a souped-up version of Don Gibson's huge hit, Oh Lonesome Me, off his LP called I Wrote a Song on RCA Victor, and that's definitely a later version of his song, of his hit. This one had a lot more production to it, I guess you would say. A very overproduced version of Lonesome Me. And we started off this set of country and western with a song called Irontown by the Rhythm Pals, the Canadian vocal trio that became famous, backing up Tommy Hunter on The Tommy Hunter Show. This LP on Banff Records titled The Rhythm Pals, Canadian Town and Country Songs. That does it for me. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
So I walked on over there and I took a look. They were looking at some dirty pictures and they wanted me to look too. Well, I said, look, guys, I like you a lot and I want to play with you, but I can't look at those pictures. I just can't do it.